welcome to the post-game show. JR and Grace were kind enough to join.
I never get to do this anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's your
fault.
That's for a reason. We hate you.
It's because I allowed my zygote to become a human being. Therefore, I'm always picking him up from school.
See, like,
your
child no longer a zygote, an actual viable human being, right?
You know, it's like if I ever have a kid one day, it's going to be really hard for me just because of this conversation and how oddly giggly we've been about it to just be like, my little zygote.
I'm start
like,
calling.
Little zygote.
Like, but see, that's the thing. Like, you wouldn't be like, my little zygote. You'd be like, my little zygote. My little zygote, right? That's what it would be like.
If I'd known that earlier, I definitely would have gone up to that with Sam Shocker and been like, my little zygote. I'm like, well, that jives.
I forget at which point is a zygote no longer a zygote?
Like which part of the development?
Right, yeah.
When it no longer looks like a shrimp?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I don't know.
Yeah.
Whenever we talk about pregnancy because of Sam on Pop Trigger, it was just sort of a race to how soon would Grace bring up Rosemary's baby. Like that's all I know about childbirth. And I'd be like, Sam would be like, so like this is my plan for childbirth. And I'd be like, so it's not Rosemary's baby. And she'd be like, Grace, if it is even close to Rosemary's baby, like that's a problem. I'm like, cool, cool. So like, you would know if like it was definitely like a demon spawn. And she's like, oh my God. I derailed the conversation much like I'm doing now.
She would be the last person to have a demon child.
I know.
Like she'll
have a
like
sunshine
the
baby.
Person yeah. Ever. Yeah. Okay. Are we done with the baby talk?
A little bit. This is what happens.
Damien, the omen. My
zygote is now 5 years old. Just a quick story. Mm-hmm. I have fun with him, right? Mm-hmm. I introduced him to things he never would have seen or heard. And a lot of times I want to make it where it's funny, embarrassing. So I can video it, and then when he's 16, I can just drive him crazy.
Yeah.
So
not bribing.
I introduced him to an old 90s classic.
Sort of.
Yesterday, 2 days ago. It was only 2 days ago in the car. And I was like, hey, Wyatt, because he likes like sports themes, stuff like the Turn Down for What's. And I was like, you know what was a good sports song at sports, especially when I was in high school, was, yes, you know, boom, boom, boom. And
then yes. He was saying, way-o.
So I started singing it in the car.
That song's so good.
Exactly. And I was actually enjoying it. I was like, man, it's a throwback. And I was going all crazy. Yeah. And he's sitting in the back seat like, what the hell are you singing? I was like, I got to pull it up. And I pulled it up and I played it. And I heard nothing from him for the whole 2.5-3 minutes of the song.
He was taking it all in.
Yeah.
I look back and he's very opinionated about what he listens to. He has a very detailed taste for music. And if he doesn't like it, he'll tell you. And I was like, he's silent. What's wrong? I said, you okay? He just nods his head yes. And he's like, I got to put this on my playlist. Like, it was serious.
Yes. Yes, that makes me. There is nothing better than 90s dance music. I'm like on a 90s dance music kick, and it's so good. And you younger folks have no idea.
If you don't know that song, you're way too young.
I don't know that song. But 90s dance music, it's about like, I'm all about 90s grunge music, like grunge rock. Like indie rock, that is, I obviously love Pearl Jam because I dress like Eddie Vedder all the time.
I love Pearl Jam too, to be honest.
Yeah, like that's what
90s period. Like I love the 90s because I grew up in the 90s. So of course I'm gonna be like,
So you have to plan ahead.
You must love BuzzFeed. Because it's all like nostalgia.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I don't love BuzzFeed because I feel like everything that's directed toward my demographic on BuzzFeed is like, you won't believe how old you are because this thing is like 30 years ago. Like, yeah, I get it, BuzzFeed. I'm fucking old, okay? Go fuck off. Like, that's what BuzzFeed is. And then also, what's up with their fucking annoying quizzes? Like, tell us how you like to sit down when you poop, and we'll tell you which political candidate you're gonna vote for.
TBH, those quizzes were very helpful at getting me through my first couple of internships because it's all I would do to pretend like I was working all day. And now you go back and you take them again, and you're like, wow, I was a different person. Like these quizzes are not actually that fun.
You sit on the can differently now than you did.
I stand. It's a good technique, and I would recommend it to everyone because you don't want to get the germs on your butt. Get the germs on your shoes.
Oh,
you can watch those.
Okay. Back.
So you make. I made a without realizing it. I made a horrible decision because for the past it's been over 2 days, probably 52 to 56 hours. I've heard that song constantly.
Oh, it's so good.
Constantly, and I was like, it's okay. The first 24, I was like, it's okay. Yeah. I don't care. It's a fun little song, right? And he's expanded. The name of the group is the Out Here Boys or Out Here Brothers or something like that. I forget the name of the group. And now he's dove into their library, their extensive library of music. And
he's yes.
Like, so I'm hearing boom, boom, boom every day. I tried to film him do it. He was sitting in his chair with his headphones on, and it was going, "Girl, your booty, you're so bad."
Yes, that's my favorite part of it, when he breaks it down for you, when he like kind of does it fast, and he's like, "Girl, your booty, you're so round,
if you ever
up and down.
You, I just wanna be with you." Put your arms around me, girl, and your kisses on my face.
Don't, 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 don't.
You too?
Yes. Yes.
What is happening?
Absolutely. So this is the thing.
Do you guys all smoke or something during the break?
No, I wish.
This is what happens, but you have to plan these things out because it's really fun to do this to a kid. But everything backfires on you because you have to live that life too.
Yeah.
So everything you're like, oh, my kid's gonna totally be annoyed by this. No, no, you're gonna live it too. So when it comes, even when he's a baby and people say, oh, cry it out method. Mm-hmm. And it actually, I hated that because it, I think it disturbs your kid. Your kid's learning to not trust you. Anyway, uh-huh. So outside of that, if the kid is crying all night, you know who else is not sleeping? Your ass.
Yeah.
So everything you say your kid has to do, you have to do it too because your kid lives with you. Mm-hmm. And I keep making this mistake of introducing the music that I think I can put up with. And then he plays it and plays it and plays it. And I'm like, okay, no, no more booms. And no more boom, boom, booms, please. Just one day off.
It's true. But look, it doesn't even matter how much you love a song. If someone plays it too much, you're gonna end up hating it, right? Like I love Drake. But like if I hear the same Drake song too often, then I don't love Drake anymore. Like at least not that song.
You gotta give it up, yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter how much you like something. After a while, it does get annoying.
Sorry, Grace, I'll talk about songs from 2005 or something.
Yeah,
I was trying to think if there's like a song that I will never get sick of hearing. Honestly.
You love Lana Del Rey.
I do love Lana Del Rey, but also, and I think we can all agree on this, Call Me Maybe is always a good time.
It is.
And it's always a good idea. And it's a great song.
Is that
and
Taylor?
It
can be
played. It's by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Get them all
you could play it on a continuous loop.
Yeah.
I hope you do. I think that is what heaven is.
It's the one that goes, hey, I just met you.
That
and
one?
This is crazy.
Is that one?
So here's my number. To call me
wait,
maybe.
So 90s grunge.
And all the other boys are trying to chase me. But here's my number. And call me maybe. Boy, you can't.
How have we
my
never
life.
Done karaoke?
I want you so bad. I want you
I miss you. Oh. I miss you so, so bad. But before you came into my life, I'm in you know, and you should
so
know
good.
That.
How,
so call
wait,
me maybe.
How did so 90s good. Grunge so Grace?
I'm voguing while I do it. The
yeah.
song inspires
this
you.
This doesn't match up. 90s Grunge Grace with your
you
plaid
have,
flannels. Somehow it's Carly Rae Jepsen
I know.
And Nirvana?
Yeah, my music taste is like is absurdly eclectic because you know how some people are like I listen to a little bit of everything. I'm like, really, motherfucker? Do you listen to everything? Because I also love Drake. I also love Megadeth. I also love Lana Del Rey and Selena Gomez. And I think Ariana Grande is very talented. Hailee Steinfeld, not so much.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I think
about,
she's a nice
what about
girl.
Taylor? So Taylor's a part of this.
I used to be a huge fan of Taylor Swift, Willie Nelson. I like Rusty Kelly, Ryan Adams. Like all like I don't know where I land on this, but I love Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe is good. You like Nirvana. There was,
yeah, I do.
Nirvana, for me, was hit or miss.
Nope, just hit. It's just a fact.
Really?
It's just a fact.
You like the Rape Me song? Rape me, my friend. Okay.
Well, I don't
I
like
know,
that Rape Me song, but I like the original very much.
I could not stand that song. I hate it. Was like nails on a chalkboard. But there were other Nirvana songs that I loved.
It was. And that's when I, because I was not into grunge when I was in high school, when it was the thing. And I understood that song later. I was like, oh, please stop screaming that word.
Yeah.
But then I was like, maybe that's what he was trying to do, make us go, this is the worst thing ever.
Yeah, and it was. It was one of the worst things ever. And then
I still can't listen to it.
The end of the song is just him screaming, rape me.
That was the part.
Like at the top of his lungs.
You know what's crazy,
May
though?
May his soul rest in peace.
It's fun to think that the three of us would likely not have been friends in high school. You know, and now look at us. We
said
are really, TYT is kind of a funny breakfast club of
it
people
is.
That just hang out. No, it's not
no,
funny.
No, okay. It is. What I mean is like there's
like,
a lot of people.
I thought we were having fun.
No, it would have been, it definitely been a situation. You can scan General TYT,
yeah,
and be like, yeah, we wouldn't have been cool in high school. Not because of anybody's particularly an asshole. It's just the way
high school's more clicky, I think.
It's way
yeah, and it's definitely TYT feels a lot like all these people that sort of are now out of their cliques. Like, oh fuck, but what are we all trying to core values? Okay, core values, cool. Okay, now we're on a team because that's sort of what aligns up. Yeah. I think like how you like being respectful and how you treat people and that sort of thing. But as far as like actual like interests and hobbies, it's pretty all over the board.
Yeah, it is.
Although I always felt I was a nice person to everyone in high school, I was never like a dick. I had a lot of asshole friends. So the people I hung out with weren't always nice to everyone else.
Yeah.
And that was where the problem would lie. So,
were you popular in high school, Anna?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Everyone's nodding yes. Just so you know.
Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's because the answer was no.
I was not popular. Okay, so I was gonna talk about my butt pain issues.
Oh yeah, how do we get derailed to Nirvana?
Because you mentioned great music and we had to talk about it. Okay, so for weeks now, for several weeks, I've had like this sometimes dull, sometimes sharp pain, like right in the middle of my right butt cheek, right? And okay. I'm just like, okay, I pinched a nerve, whatever. It's gonna get better. I just have to like take it easy. It's gonna get better, but it didn't. And I noticed that it's actually getting a little worse, especially when I'm seated. And so finally yesterday, I'm like, okay, I gotta figure out what this is. Did a ton of research. And I found out that, and by the way, I have to go to a doctor and really verify this, but based on the symptoms, it seems about right. And based on like my activity that would have caused it, like it makes sense. Okay, so it's known as piriformis syndrome, okay? And basically, I don't know, it's something with your like sciatic nerve, like there's some sort of muscle that like spasms. And then when it spasms, it hits the sciatic nerve, which is like the fucking worst thing in the world. And it hurts, and the thing that causes it is, and I'm so guilty of this, I like running, but I don't like stretching, so I'll run without stretching. And then I'll also run, and then I'll sit all fucking day long because we have a job that requires us to sit and read and research, right? And so the sitting exacerbates it, and then I'll continue running, I'll continue irritating it, I'll continue sitting for long periods of time. I'm not doing what I need to do to basically fix it. But it is the worst pain. Like it's like, it feels like someone is stabbing my ass all day long. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why?
Like all the way down to the bone?
Like, yeah. And I'm like, I must have, and there were like so many moments where I'm having a serious conversation with Christian and I'm like massaging my right butt cheek. And he's like, what?
He's like, I must really be saying the right thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's just unfair. It's unfair that like your body just starts to fall apart as soon as you hit your 30s.
First thing, the doctor told me that when I started getting, I could count on one hand how many headaches I had my whole life. And then I started getting them just when I'd play ball. When I go to the gym and exert energy, no. When I play ball, because I run harder. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then he said, it was like such a flipping thing. He's like, that's what happens when you're in your 30s. I was like, no, what the hell's wrong with you?
It's the worst.
So, but I noticed something very particular about the approach to your problem. And it's a very American thing to do. Number one, something's wrong with me. Forget about it, ignore it.
Yeah, because who has time to worry about the pain in your ass?
After you have to stop worrying about it, you go, let me look this shit up myself. Instead of still not going to a doctor. Number one is ignore. Number two is let me figure this shit out myself so I still won't have to go to a doctor. Number three is, fuck, I guess I'll go to the doctor. And then maybe by the time I get to this appointment, maybe it'll stop hurting and I still can cancel this doctor's appointment. Because that is the approach. I'm at the same point right now. My knee is swollen right now. Because I went to the gym, I did leg day. One knee is fine, the other is not. It's big and it's poofy. And I'm limping. And I was like, it'll go away. This has happened before. That was a week ago.
Yeah.
And then next time I was like, oh, it went away one night. I like iced it and I took some ibuprofen. I slept and I woke up and I was like, oh, it's good. No more doctor's appointment. I don't have to look up what it is. What it is old ass knees. And now I'd made an appointment now for the doctor and it's on June 28th.
Wow.
I'm hoping it'll be gone before then so I can cancel that appointment.
Yeah, I hate going to the doctor. I hate when something random comes up with your body or your health and you're like, fuck. And you're right, I avoid going to the doctor. I always go for my annual checkup and like all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't like to go to the doctor when some sort of issue comes up that I don't think is life-threatening. Like, a pain in my ass is not life-threatening. I feel like a pain in my ass is like the fucking theme of my life, right? But, and the theme of a lot of people's lives. But yeah, I mean, look, I will eventually go to the doctor if everything that I'm about to try to do doesn't work. So
absolutely, see?
Yeah. So I'm gonna try to like stand when I'm working more. I am going to get back into yoga and lay off running, which is gonna be very frustrating for me. And yeah, I'm gonna stretch. Like, Christian has this annoying foam roller that takes up space in our place, and I fucking hate
it. It's no bigger than this. Foam rollers are this big.
It's so ugly. It's like this big black foam roller, and it's just always laying around somewhere. Always. Like, just put your foam roller in the closet. I don't want to see that big ugly foam roller.
It's smaller than your dog.
No, it's not. It's a big foam roller. Anyway, and I always like laugh at him because he'll be like on the floor, like. Like rolling and
you gotta roll it out.
And he's like, you don't even know, this is really good for you.
It really hurts too.
And then yesterday I was like, I need to borrow your foam roller. Yeah, it does hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, get used to it. It's a pain in the ass.
You're gonna get here too one day eventually.
I haven't been to the doctor in so long. I can't even remember the last time I went to the doctor.
Because you're like 20.
Yeah, you get to tell that story.
And I also have a phobia of doctors, and it's like very bad. I know that Lizzie always sort of like gets on me about it, and I know it's like a thing where she has said a no in certain terms, and she won't watch the postgame, so it doesn't matter. She's like, if we ever want to take this to the next level, a big thing is like you have to go see a doctor and make sure you're healthy. And I'm like, sure,
because I don't want you to die or anything.
Yeah, but I haven't had good experiences with doctors, and I don't like going. I feel very uncomfortable because it's very like. They ask me girly questions. I'm not a girly person. I don't like this stuff. It's like I'm born in a girl's body. Cool. I'm down. I'm fine with it. But don't talk to me about it. You know what I mean? Like, leave me alone.
Like, what are you talking about?
Look, Anna. The last.
Are you talking about your aunt? Like, Anna
yeah.
Pap or something?
That's never happened.
No, that's never happened.
No.
I know.
You have to go
yes,
to the doctor.
Yes, absolutely.
And you have to get that done.
Yes, for sure. That's a thing I'm gonna do for sure. Yep. I'll tell you guys what happened. The last time I went to a doctor, I went because I was at the job that I was at. I was leaving, and I was the last day that I was gonna have health insurance. Kind of, like literally that last week that I was gonna have health insurance through the company. So my boss was like, "Please go see a doctor while you're on insurance."
Yeah.
So I went. I didn't really know what to expect because I hadn't really been to doctors before that either. And I went into the thing, and they're like, "Please, like, derobe." And I was like, "That's a little like blunt, but okay. Like, do I need to get naked to see a doctor?" But they were like, "I mean, kind of." And so then I like put on the robe thing. And then she like comes over and she's like, ask me questions. Like, when was your last period? And I was like, I don't know.
How dare she?
She's asking all these fucking questions.
So like, I just
don't. Who's this bitch?
Don't ask me questions like, about your body?
Just weird. Shut up, Anna. Look, so like, I know that it's weird, but like and this is probably too much information, but it's the post game. I feel close to the people watching anyway. We're all open books here. So here's the thing. Whenever my period comes, which is a surprise, I do have one. I know a lot of my male friends are just kind of like, ew, that's gross. And I'm like, yeah, I know, me too. But anyway, they'll be like, whenever it comes, it's like a surprise, an awful surprise that's just like, oh my God. And I never keep track of it because why would I want to remember the worst week of my life, right? So I don't write it down. So she was like, when was your last period? And it's like, I don't fucking know. And it's, I don't know. And she was like, okay. And then she like sly little Sally slides in a hand and like gropes me on the boob because she's doing one of the tests. But I didn't know she was going to do that. So I put her hand away because I said, I don't know what you're doing, and like you should have announced that, and her hands are cold.
That's
and
true. So she should have announced that. That's definitely true.
She thought we were like talking, and I was, of course, nervously chattering, much like I'm doing right now. And so she thought that we were friendly. You know, a lot of people mistake that. They think that I'm better friends with them just because I reveal a lot about myself, but really it's just a barrier because I'm very socially insecure. And so then she slipped her hand in, and I was like, whoa, 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 like, no, what's happening? And she's like, oh, it's like the mammogram. And I was like, whoa, like, I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. She's like, well, we could just go to the pap smear. And I was just like, all right, not super familiar with what that means, but let's do that. And then she was like, but so I'm gonna need you to like get in this fucking metal brace. And I was like, whoa, whoa. And she was like, and I was like, what's the reason why I wouldn't? I was like, is there any reason why I cannot do this? And she's like, I mean, if you were on your period. And I was like, yeah, I'm on my period. And she's like, you just said you didn't remember your last period. And I was was like, yeah, it just dawned on me, it's right now. And she was like, what? And then she literally said, she's like, at some point in time, Grace, like, maybe you're not ready now, but you are gonna need to do this. And I was like, cool, never seeing you again, getting off health insurance this week, so bye. And I know it's irresponsible, Anna. I know, I've talked to Sam about this, I've talked to Lizzie, I've talked to my mom about it, I know. And I'll cross that bridge sometime, but it is not fun for me.
No one, I don't think, does anyone like going to the doctor? I mean, yeah, it sucks. And pap smears are very uncomfortable. And it goes further than the metal, what is it called, thing that you have to put
forceps or some shit like that?
Yeah.
I don't know what they are.
Forceps? Isn't that like a fork?
I don't, stirrups.
Oh,
stirrups.
Then I thought they do
stirrups
other
are for riding horses
don't
alone.
They have utensils.
And also,
they have utensils though, don't they?
Yeah, of course. They don't put, well, I think they do in some cases.
No. No, it sounds bad. I don't, ew, what was that?
What did she do?
I went like, no. Okay, let's stop. Just to make sure you don't have like ovarian cancer or something.
How about they just do an X-ray or something and check? Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need you to go. There's a reason why I'm the type of lesbian I am, because I don't like anything inside me. So like, no. Not, I don't, why would it be like, oh, well, what about this metal forcep? Absolutely not.
Yeah, they don't put a forcep there.
Okay.
This
post game spiraled for me. I'm sweating from my stomach.
I know, it spiraled for me too.
Hey, JR, how are you doing? How's it not having a period? Awesome, cool. How often have you had a forcep up your dick? Not often. Right? Thank you.
Yeah.
As many times as you have.
Yeah.
We have a QIT Classics to get to, so I'm going to end the post game.
Oh,
there's a
darn
lot for you guys to think about. And then make sure you check out QIT Classics later on.
The doctor said boom, boom, boom.
Well.